Back to this side of the Atlantic now and the hot-button issue of immigration. This week, federal prosecutors in Arizona announced they will file criminal contempt charges against Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. The contempt charges stem from his refusal to obey a judge's order to stop immigration patrols that illegally targeted Latinos. Jude Joffe Block is covering the story for station KJZZ in Phoenix, Arizona. She says about a decade ago, Arpaio made cracking down on illegal immigration his top priority.
He started doing sweeps and traffic stops and worksite raids, all in an effort to identify and help deport unauthorized immigrants who are living in the county.
Yes. So back in 2011, he was ordered to stop targeting Latino drivers, basically racial profiling charge. But his deputies continued doing that, right?
In 2011, this specific order was to stop arresting immigrants who had not been suspected of committing any other crime except being in the country unlawfully. That was a preliminary order that the judge ordered in a case where ultimately the judge found the sheriff was racial profiling. But what happened was, even after the judge said, stop enforcing federal immigration law, you don't have the authority to do that, it came out years later that the sheriff had, in fact, continued making immigration-related arrests for over 18 months after the judge ordered him to stop.
It seems pretty rare, even kind of wild, for a federal judge to find someone charged with carrying out the law of intentionally violating a judge's order.
The charge of criminal contempt is used to punish somebody who has violated a judge's order intentionally. And these kinds of cases, I'm told by legal experts, are incredibly rare. And so, you know, one of the issues that's coming up is procedurally, even legal experts aren't even that familiar with how these cases go.
Is there a sense that you're getting in legal circles that this is correct or this is unfair?
There has been a pattern for years with the sheriff's office disobeying the judge in this racial profiling lawsuit. I mean, starting from even before the trial, there were issues with the sheriff's office destroying evidence. And there, you know, been bizarre twists. Like, it came out that the sheriff's office had hired a confidential informant, and it was later shown that this informant was digging around and investigating the judge on the case, sort of coming up with a conspiracy theory that could ultimately try to discredit the judge. The people who brought this case, the civil rights lawyers who initially sued the sheriff for racial profiling, feel like they won in court and the sheriff disobeyed the judge's orders and needs to be punished. So from their side of things, they are definitely relieved to see the Justice Department pursuing a criminal charge against the sheriff.
So Sheriff Arpaio, as you said, is running for sheriff again. Here is Arpaio's campaign manager, Chad Willems, taking issue with the timing of this charge.
First and foremost, this is nothing but pure politics. And I think this sets a very dangerous precedent for this Department of Justice that is totally corrupt to finally venture into the area of electioneering against Sheriff Joe Arpaio. It was purely calculated, and it's an abuse of power.
Jude, this is all coming at the start of early voting in Arizona, right?
That's right. Sheriff Arpaio is running for his seventh term. This election, even before this happened, was going to be a tough race, and early voting is starting today.
Well, Donald Trump aligns himself with Sheriff Arpaio and vice versa, but a lot of Republicans are fleeing the Trump camp. Does that suggest that Arpaio is also facing an uphill climb in Arizona?
Right. Well, I think with these changing demographics that we're seeing in Arizona, with, you know, a majority of the younger population being minority, Arizona is changing. The argument that he's tough on illegal immigration and wants to investigate Barack Obama's birth certificate doesn't necessarily play well with the way that Arizona's electorate is changing. So it'll be really interesting to see what voters do in November.
If Arpaio is reelected and he goes on trial, what happens then?
Well, I think that's a really interesting question. Having a top law enforcement officer in the county be on trial for a criminal charge is certainly an awkward thing. If he's convicted of a felony, it does put into question whether he can remain in office. People are studying these very questions as we speak. From the court hearing yesterday, it did seem like the criminal contempt charge that is pending against him would be more of a misdemeanor. But the Justice Department also said that they are also investigating whether to bring an obstruction of justice charge against him and three others, and that could be even more serious.
Jude Joffe Block is a reporter with KJZZ in Phoenix. Thanks very much for speaking with us, Jude.
Thank you.